You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. And this November, voters in the city of San Luis Obispo will decide whether they want to extend a half-cent sales tax for another 8 years. The general purpose tax was originally passed in 2006 as Measure Y. Well, this year's version is known as Measure G, and it does come with some changes. Joining us to explain the argument against the extension is Keith Gurney, one of the three co-authors of the official argument against Measure G you'll find in the voter guide. One of your main arguments is that money collected can be spent on anything because it ends up in the general fund. The yes on G argument is that Measure Y money has been tracked and spent on what was promised, and Measure G will have an additional layer of accountability via a citizens' oversight committee. Why don't you see that as a good option?
Well, I think we have to go back to the origins of how Measure Y was put on the ballot. The city spent thousands of dollars, taxpayer dollars, on polls, and the polling recommendations came back that there was no chance it was going to pass unless they promised it as a temporary tax measure to last 8 years, which is due to expire in March of 2015. And basically what happened is the city never had any intention of letting this money go once it got hooked on the revenue. So now we're facing another 8-year term of this tax at a time that the city has no intention of letting that lapse. So I think the city's being fundamentally dishonest about the need for revenue and what they're spending it on.
Your argument on those lines says the salaries rose under Measure Y years by roughly the same amount as the tax collected, making it appear as though city leaders were handing out raises. The yes on G side says much of that salary figure was in the form of new jobs to implement the goals of the measure. How does that conform with what you know?
Well, again, I think what the money has gone toward is the expansion of the bureaucracy and additional money for payrolls and pensions. And again, that reflects some of the basic dishonesty of the city in saying where these revenues are going. It's unfortunate that it hasn't gone for the projects that we originally intended it to go for. I originally voted for Measure Y. I'm not going to be voting for Measure G because I feel like I've been fooled.
Now, if Measure G does pass, the tax rate will be or remain, I guess, in line with every other city in the county except Atascadero. But that could be the case, too, based on whether their tax measure passes. Why do you feel this half cent tax goes too far if SLO is in line with neighboring communities?
Why do we have to be like neighboring communities? If Measure Y tax measure goes dormant in March 2015, our sales tax rate will go from 8% to 7.5%. Why isn't it a good thing that our sales tax would be 7.5% and attract, be the city, the incorporated community with the lowest tax rate in the region and promote more economic activity to raise additional revenue? More activity will raise additional revenue for city coffers to do what they can. The principle of it, I guess, is I don't know if you're familiar with the old Milton Friedman quote, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program. This is one of those permanent temporary government programs. And I think the city needs to learn how to live within its means like the rest of us have to do.
Keith Gurney, one of the three co-authors of the official argument against Measure G that you'll find in your voter guide. Thank you for being with us today, Keith.
Thank you. And I just ask people, don't be fooled again. Vote no on G.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.